Hey, some big news here locally, and I don't know, we don't give enough attention. I think enough attention goes out to what's going on at Rack Valley College. They've had so many great successes in sports, and there's a couple more going on right now in the spring, but the one we're going to highlight is baseball. The RVC baseball team just broke its own record they set last year for most victories in a season. Last year, the Golden Eagles had 34 wins. Right now, the team is sitting at 38-15 and getting ready to head into postseason. And the man leading the way is third-year coach Chad Herrens. We want to talk with Chad a little bit about this year's baseball team and the postseason. How are you doing this morning, Chad?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Well, first of all, congratulations on this, on breaking last year's record. What's been the key? Can you kind of explain what type of team we have this year in terms of, is it mostly pitching, hitting, defense, or is it a combination of all?
I'd like to think it's a little combination of all. Obviously, all the credit goes out to the players and the sophomores. You know, we just had sophomore day yesterday with the guys that bought in. You know, from day one, what we tried to do. But we've had really a good bulk of arms this year that really did, you know, have done us well on the mound. Defensively, we've been much better, much more improved than from, you know, the last couple of years. And then obviously at the plate, I really feel we can strike offensively 1-9 compared to last year. Maybe we were 1-7, 1-6. And so I think a combination of all those goes a long way, and I think that translates over into wins. And the biggest thing is the guys wanting, you know, and having the confidence to go out there each day and want to win. So,
now you said, how many kids do you have back from last year's 34 win team? How many freshmen on that team that were back this year?
Well, we just celebrated sophomore day yesterday. We were at 13, so wow. Right there at 13, and then we had a couple transfer in. So, you know, a good little number right there to build a core around.
So obviously, this is not necessarily a surprise that you play even better this season, correct? You came in expecting, had great expectations for this team with so much veteran experience.
Yeah, that's a good question. You go out there each day and just try to perform at your best, you know, and it's kind of that time of year where obviously we're running into postseason where, you know, your record now starts back at 0-0. The biggest thing I think we tried to preach on it, you know, each day out is today's a new day. Today you're 0-0. You just lost. Now you're 0-1 on the day. What are you going to do? How are you going to bounce back? We have a few goals. You know, we never want to lose two in a row. And I'd have to go back and look to see, you know, how close we were on that. I know we had, a three-game losing skid in there at some point in time. But I think that's the biggest thing is for the guys to buy in and want to go out there each and every day and bring in those freshmen. And they've been huge for us, too. So, you know, it's a combination of all that stuff.
Kind of run through us for a little bit some of the top players for you guys. So, and we'll start with the offense and then jump in with some of the pitchers, too. But who are some of the specific players? And if you know where they're from, what schools, if any of them are from this area as well, for names that people might recognize.
Sure. Well, I'm going to throw out Carlos Archiega first. He's our big guy over at first base from Boiling Catholic High School. He's been, you know, a staple for us. I looked his stats up last night, the spray charts last night. He played 50 games for us this year. He played all 56 for us. He's a gold glove over there. The kid can hit. Drew Bailing is a sophomore from Waupun, Wisconsin, up north, a left-handed hitter. He's going to transfer out of here after this year, but he plays third base. Miguel Betancourt, just from north of here, from Beloit, Wisconsin, was a transfer in from Ellsworth Community College. But he's been really big for us on the mound. Zach Cummins is a freshman. In fact, he's leading the nation right now in wins from Ackland. So from the Freeport area, Colin Miner from Antigo, Wisconsin, middle infield for us. Brendan Alsop, a Jefferson High kid from Rockford, Illinois, has been really big for us. And then the other one I probably don't want to leave out is James Marcinkowski from Sycamore has been, you know, huge from us. And he was really probably the first recruit I got. Once I got up here, I heard his name. We had to go after him pretty hard. But we have a handful of other guys, so the list could go on and on.
Now, how many of these guys are set for extending their college careers after those that are sophomores to go play some baseball at D1, D2, whatever is coming up?
Yeah, out of the 13 guys, every single kid is signed right now. One kid, I think, is going to make a decision either last night or today. Every one of our guys out of the 13, minus I think one or two, are still kind of undecided and do have options on the table. But everybody is going to at least a Division II. We got one NAIA guy in there. We did have a couple guys that had some Division I looks and some offers on the table, but they chose to go to a different place. So we got guys going all over the country, to be honest with you. We got Minot State in there, Truman State University, University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Wisconsin Parkside's going to get Carlos Archiega and Miguel Betancourt Miggy, so that's a good combo. And they're following the footsteps of Aaron Cusmano, that paved the way for us here a couple of years ago. So we got guys going all over the place. So it's kind of a good deal right now.
That's pretty cool.
Being
that it's junior college, it's a 2-year situation. Recruiting always is a whole lot different because you never rest, but I mean, sometimes you get a kid, you get him as a freshman, you can develop him for 2 or 3 years and all that kind of stuff. You got a boom, 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 because they're here, they're gone, they're here, they're gone. My biggest question is, when it comes to recruiting, I would say do you do most of your recruiting now, or do you have to do it through camps and stuff in the summer? Because not only are you busy playing, but also with the way the weather's been, that's going to be screwing up a lot of opportunities to go out and check out high school kids that you may want to try to get to come to RBC.
Yeah, it has with this weather and this rain a little bit. But the nice thing is we get such a big jump. We're even sitting really good in the 2020 class, right now. Obviously there's a lot of work to do, but Coach Bounds, my assistant, does a lot of legwork as well, and we work tirelessly at it. During the winter months, we go to a lot of prep baseball report stuff, a lot of local stuff, keep in contact with the local guys, showcase stuff, and then as soon as our season's over, I'll hit the circuit all summer. But to be honest with you, we've already got a bunch of leads and guys we're going after, and the nice thing is with our guys on campus and having 2 years of success, sometimes they're your best recruiters. They got guys from back at home or guys locally and people like that that they recommend, and you take the names and you go do your due diligence.
Sure. Now, you guys are 38-15 overall. You begin postseason play this week. Do you get the bye, or are you going to be into the there's a doubleheader I see scheduled, the Region 4 tournament. That is the Region 4 tournament coming up this Thursday through the weekend?
Yes, correct. Okay. The number ones and the number twos get to actually host. We will actually find our fate here today. About 9 o'clock, we're going to head to a regional meeting here shortly after this. And then I believe if our math is correct, I'm still a little nervous about it, but I hope we got the one seed. Uh-huh. That's what we fought hard for all year, which means we get a first round bye, save an arm, and then we go into the weekend. And then, if you stay in the winner's bracket, you get through it in 3 games. If you lose it, you possibly might have to get, from the loser side, you might have to play 5 games through a weekend. So it's going to be a grind. But Rock Valley, if we are the one seed, we will host Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday here at RBC.
That'd be awesome. And as you said, then, because of that, I mean, pitching depth is obviously huge if you're playing that many games in such a short span of time.
It is. And the one thing I think we pride ourselves on is pitching depth. I mean, we got guys that are bulldogs on the mound. It's kind of that next man in line, syndrome that we kind of got going and pass the torch on and go from there. And we got a bunch of guys. We got a good 13, 14 guys that I think we can rely on, night in, night out to go get the job done. And if they can't, then somebody else will. And we got a lot of guys that want to. And I think that's the biggest thing we got going. But yeah, we got a lot of depth. We got a lot of guys that could be starters that are going to mold into relievers really quickly. And so sometimes that's a different change. And hopefully we do a good job with that. But, we got guys that want to win. So we're going to go do the best we can.
All right. It's Chad Heron, RBC baseball coach. One last question, Chad. How far can this team go as far as the postseason? Do we have the talent, the caliber to win a national championship?
That's the goal. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. I mean, when I stepped foot here, 3 years ago, that's always our dream and goal. And to be honest with you, you look up and down our hallway, there's a bunch of national titles. I mean, that's what we want to do here. And I think this team believes it. If we get through this, this regional right here, we're going to host the cross district game. We've been told that if we get to the national tournament, we got a shot. We got the pitch, and we got the hitting, we got the defense. So everything's in place. It's now, how the ball falls. That one day the wind blows the wrong way, go the other way, real quickly. But I think this team is really resilient, and I'm pretty darn proud of our sophomores and, excited for what the future holds with our freshmen too. So yeah, I hope that's our ultimate goal is to go win that national title.
Well, that's our goal. Our goal for you as well. We do appreciate it. It's Chad Heron, the RBC baseball coach in his third year. Just broke his own school record for victories with 38 this year, the 38-15, getting ready for the Region 4 tournament. As Coach said, they'll find out this afternoon or sometime this morning if they're going to be hosting it over the course of this weekend. But a team that we hope can go all the way, and all the way means all the way to Greenville, Tennessee. That's when the national championships are going on from May 25th through May 30th. So, Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck. Congratulations on the season, and best of luck down the road as well.
Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me. Take care.
You too.